The Battle Creek Church sets the pace in organizing. Though in August and September several companies of believers entered into some form of organization, it was left to the Battle Creek Church to lead out again in well-defined steps in this direction. The annual meeting of the Seventh-day Adventist Publishing Association was called for Friday, October 4. This would bring together quite a group of Michigan ministers and laymen. J.N. Loughborough, E.S. Walker, and George Amadon saw this as an opportunity to further the interests of church order, carrying it to a third step, the organizing of local churches. In connection with the constituency meeting, they suggested meetings over the weekend at which attention could be given to a more perfect organization of the church, IBID, September 24, 1861. So after the Sabbath, October 5, a meeting was held, with Joseph Bates serving as chairman and Uriah Smith as secretary. The first business presented was the organization of churches. Loughborough moved that we consider the proper manner of organizing churches. James White seconded it, and it was carried. White then presented the following resolution. Resolved, that this conference recommend the following church covenant: we, the undersigned, hereby associate ourselves together as a church, taking the name Seventh-day Adventists, covenanting to keep the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus Christ, IBID, October 8, 1861. It was seconded by Moses Hall, and adopted. But the vote was not full, and White stated that he hoped that a matter of such importance would not be passed without some discussion. On this suggestion, Loughborough, by a motion, opened the way for a reconsideration of the matter. This led to the question whether White's proposal was not a creed, and a creed they would not tolerate. Hull felt that it was not a creed or articles of faith, but merely a pledge to do one thing, keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. James White then led into a discussion of the involvements in the light of the fear sustained by some. James said, "In part, I would like to hear remarks on this point. It will certainly be doing like those around us, and certain individuals will say that we are following Babylon, and this may be an objection in their minds," IBID. Loughborough suggested that if this were true, they would be patterning after the other churches by building meeting houses. "We call the churches Babylon not because they covenant together to obey God, but for other reasons." Cornell could not see that adopting such a covenant was patterning after the churches. Then James made a comprehensive and significant statement on the matter. "I wish to say a word now in favor of the resolution. I prefer that the brethren should be uniform in this thing. This would tend to unity in the church. Let us set a right example here and let it go out from this meeting. In, we read, and he gave some apostles, and some, prophets, etc. Here we have the gifts of the church presented. Now I take the ground that creeds stand in a direct opposition to the gifts. Let us suppose a case, we get up a creed, stating just what we shall believe on this point and the other, and just what we shall do in reference to this thing and that, and say that we will believe the gifts, too. But suppose the Lord, through the gifts, should give us some new light that did not harmonize with our creed, then, if we remain true to the gifts, it knocks our creed all over at once. Making a creed is setting the stakes, and barring up the way to all future advancement. God put the gifts into the church for a good and great object, but men who have got up their churches have shut up the way or have marked out a course for the Almighty. They say virtually that the Lord must not do anything further than what has been marked out in the creed. A creed and the gifts thus stand in direct opposition to each other. Now what is our position as a people? The Bible is our creed. We reject everything in the form of a human creed. We take the Bible and the gifts of the Spirit, embracing the faith that thus the Lord will teach us from time to time. And in this we take a position against the formation of a creed. We are not taking one step, in what we are doing, toward becoming Babylon, IBID, italics supplied. Some discussion followed about statements in writing and covenants. Then the far-reaching action was taken, that of adopting the wording proposed. Before the meeting ended, they adopted unanimously the covenant by which members would join the church. We, the undersigned, hereby associate ourselves together as a church, taking the name Seventh-day Adventists, covenanting to keep the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus Christ, IBID. Another important step in church organization had been taken. The matter of procedure and organizing churches was referred to the ministers present who were charged with holding a Bible class on the subject and were to write an address to the brethren, to be published in the review.